The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." And he replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" And then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." And then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I think I've calculated it out to 36 years ago. At least I was in high school, sitting in the pew, and I heard this gospel. Or maybe it was one fairly similar. But I remember sitting there thinking, now I can take a 20-minute nap. This gospel doesn't apply to me. I'm not rich. Be careful if you had that same thought. Remember, the crowds to whom Jesus preached were not rich. He spoke to the poor. And the reality is that all of us here, we have something. Might be a big something, maybe a little something, but it is something. And there's always that temptation to want and desire and acquire more something. There's some basic Christian questions that we all wrestle with. How do I live and work in the world without becoming worldly? How do I deal day by day with wealth, money, possessions, without becoming materialistic or greedy? How do I provide for the earthly needs of myself, my family, without losing my spirituality, without losing my soul? One answer is to give it all away and flee to the wilderness. And if you want to do that, I can help with that. But that's not for us. To join a monastery, become a hermit, probably not. God asks of us a far more dangerous life. Authentic Christian living is complicated. And it's confusing. God needs us to be, to work, to live in the world, while at the same time witnessing to values beyond it. It can be confusing, can be messy, but that's the life to which God, through the gospel, calls us. Now, where the rich fool went wrong was thinking that he was in complete control, that he was the master of his own destiny. A good harvest lulled him into complacency. And we're not talking about the prudent putting aside something for a rainy day. Now, he thought he had it all figured out. He was the master of his fate. He began to think of himself as the center of the universe. And what's scarier still, if you paid attention, do you notice that no other human relationship is mentioned? No wife, no children, no family, no friends to share with. Certainly no concern for the poor, no concern for any of his neighbors in distress. His attachment to his own comfort has blinded him to anything else but himself. It's all me, me, me. So, what are we going to do with our stuff, our something, our treasure? We're going to hoard it, safeguard it, use it to build up our own little kingdoms? Or are we going to use it, share it, to build up, foster, grow God's kingdom?